everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Two Ninjas and a Book. Now, today we are going to be finishing the Bluey Trains book. So, really excited. If you remember last week where we left the book, the train guy was being attacked by the cat. So, let's jump straight in and see what's happened. Chapter 5. Ongoing passenger incident. Dr. Glenda heard the last part of the announcement as she arrived at the train station. Oh no, now I'm going to be even more late for work, she said. Her phone rang. It was Charisse telling Dr. Glenda that the polar bear was getting very cranky and needed to be tickled. Dr. Glenda explained that her train was running late, so Charisse would have to do it. Charisse didn't seem so sure about this, but promised to give it a go. Anyway, just then Dr. Glenda heard her train arriving. It pulled into the station and she hopped on. The train driver looked like he'd had a very rough morning. I'm so sorry we're late, the train guy said. Hurry, the polar bear is getting cranky, replied Dr. Glenda, taking her seat. Only the sideways ones were left. The train sped off. Minutes later, it arrived at the station near Dr. Glenda's work. She beat off and ran through the doors to the vet hospital, only to find the whole place had been turned upside down. The furniture was all broken, the other animals had been eaten, and her stethoscope was hanging off the ceiling fan. Oh my word, cried Dr. Glenda. A low moan creaked out from under the mess. Dr. Glenda shifted a pink guinea pig travel case to one side, and there was Charisse. What happened? Asked Dr. Glenda. The polar bear escaped, Charisse answered. He didn't like how I tickled him, so now he's on the loose and he is cranky. Oh no, said Dr. Glenda. She did not like the idea of a polar bear loose in society. I wonder where he could be. Chapter 6. The cranky polar bear charged into the train station. He went right past the bit where you beep your ticket, then along the platform towards the train. It had just pulled up, so the doors were still open. He tasted sweet freedom and he liked it. The polar bear saw a big blue guy with a funny hat talking to a little blue guy with a mustache who was claiming to be from Egypt. The big one was telling the little one he was sick of being attacked by animals. Now the polar bear was angry. If no one was going to tickle him under the chin properly, then by gosh, he was going to make everyone pay. He roared and leapt at the big blue guy. Nah! Cried the big blue guy as he wrestled an attacking animal for a second time in 2 days. The little blue guy was finding the whole thing hilarious until the polar bear accidentally nipped the tail of the little blue guy's beloved cat. Meow! Oh, Mr. Cotton Socks, you're hurt, the annoying passenger shouted. Then he delivered a karate kick right to the polar bear's bum, sending it running from the train embarrassed. In the commotion, the little blue guy's mustache had fallen off his face. Now everyone could see that it was actually the annoying passenger from earlier. The train guy seemed more annoyed by this than the polar bear attack. It's you, I knew it, he shouted crossly. But the annoying passenger was so worried for his cat, he didn't care. My cat is hurt, he said. I need to get him to a vet. The train guy's anger died. He was suddenly felt sorry for the annoying passenger, so he leapt to his feet and grabbed his hat from under the sideways seat and put it back on his head. It was hero time. All aboard, he shouted. The train accelerated out of the station so fast that everyone had to grab one of those yellow poles you meant to grab onto when the train wobbles. Express train, yelled the train guy. Chapter 7. The train sped along the tracks. It wasn't stopping at any of the stations. Instead, the city whizzed by the window in a blur. A couple of old grannies were waiting patiently at the next station to catch the train to Mahjong. Suddenly, they started spinning around like tops as the train flew right past them. In record time, the train screeched to a halt at the next station. The annoying passenger got off and ran as fast as he could to the vet hospital, carrying his beloved cat. The assistant vet lady had bad news. "I'm sorry, the hospital had to shut down," she said. "The train was late, so Dr. Glinda wasn't here to tickle the polar bear, so he ate all the animals." The annoying passenger was crestfallen. He started crying. Little tears dropped onto Mr. Cotton Socks's furry head, making the hairs stick to each other. The assistant vet lady suddenly had an idea. "I know, let's catch the train to Dr. Glinda's house," she said. "Yeah," replied the annoying passenger. They all sprinted back to the train station. Luckily, the train hadn't left yet. The train guy needed a little rest. The doors were beginning to shut, but they leaped on just in time. Chapter 8. Dr. Glinda sat on the front steps of her house, brushing Poppy's hair. Now that the vet hospital had shut down, she didn't have a job anymore. It had never occurred to her how much could go wrong if the train ran late. She swore to herself that from now on she would always be thankful for prompt and efficient public transport. "Oh, Poppy," she said with a big sigh, "I really miss taking care of animals."
"And I miss Mother Duck daycare," replied Poppy.
They both sat sadly, staring at the ants going back and forth on the footpath. In the distance, a noisily clattering sound of the train arriving at the station mingled with Dr. Glinda's husband's snores. It sounded like it was going to conk out. Moments later, Charisse came running full pelt around the corner. She was accompanied by a little blue guy carrying a cat.
"Charisse?" said Dr. Glinda curiously.
"Dr. Glinda, it's an emergency," shouted Charisse, doubling over out of breath. "Please help Mr. Cotton Socks," implored the little blue guy. He thrust the cat at her.
"Oh, dearie me," replied Dr. Glinda. She got to work on the injured cat, performing a long and complicated veterinary procedure.
Soon Mr. Cotton Socks's tail was all bandaged up, good as new. Dr. Glinda handed the cat back to its grateful owner.
"Thanks, Dr. Glinda," he beamed. "It felt really good to help a sick animal again." But then a surge of sadness filled her tummy as Dr. Glinda realized she wouldn't get to do it anymore.
But Charisse had an idea.
"Dr. Glinda, why don't you start a home vet hospital where the train delivers all the animals to your house?"
"Yay!" squealed Poppy and Dr. Glinda together. "What a great idea."
Chapter 9. The following morning, the train pulled into the station on time. The train guy was covered in band-aids and the stingy stuff you put on your cuts to make them better.
"Train stopping," he sang merrily. He was in a good mood today, even though yesterday had not been a good day for him. He loved his job, despite the odd animal attack, and he was always happy to be working the trains. However, his mood darkened when he saw who was waiting on the platform for him. It was the annoying passenger. But with him this time wasn't just his cat, but a whole herd of animals. There was bilbies, ferrets, and even a cassowary.
"Hey, hey, hey," the train guy said suspiciously. "I don't know about this. I'm just taking these animals to the home vet," replied the annoying passenger.
"Don't worry, we'll follow all the train rules." The annoying passenger had also learnt a thing or two about making sure you didn't make the train late.
"No way," said the train guy in a huff. "I'm done with animals." As if on cue, the polar bear leapt out from behind a chip machine onto the train guy, but it was still not enough to ruin his day. The end.
Wow, that was a really cool book, everyone. I really love how Bluey has done bigger books for a little bit older readers. Now, there are a couple other books coming out soon for the Bluey series. So once those comes out, I will make sure they come onto the podcast as soon as possible. So remember, boys and girls, if you would like us to read any certain books on the podcast, please reach out in the show notes below or email us at thetwoninjaschannel@gmail.com. We have had a couple of requests come through and we are working on them as soon as we can. So make sure you tune in to find out if you are on our episode. All right, boys and girls, talk soon. Bye.